to angels. How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers, Julie Geigel, Maggie Chula, and Catherine Glass allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill. The angels have heard your call and are here to help. Are you ready to receive?
Welcome, welcome everyone. Our topic today is recognizing your soul tribe. This is Julie Geigel, international psychic medium, psychic angel channeler for Archangel Metatron, and approved and certified CASA guide for the John of God experience. You can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Julie Geigel Psychic Medium. You are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern. All right, and we're going to go ahead and jump in right away. And I'm going to have you just take a nice deep breath and relax. Good, good, good. Just allow yourself to relax even deeper. Opening up the communication with Archangel Metatron. Welcome. I am Metatron. We are thrilled and delighted to be here with you on this day to share messages from beyond and how to connect and tune in to your tribe. As you come here into this planet, your memory is erased. And as you grow and expand, you slowly begin to remember who you are and why you came here. But not only that, you begin to recognize certain individual people that you encounter in your space. And you begin to notice at a deeper level, you become aware that there are some people that you have a stronger, clearer connection with than others. And there are actually people who you may have an aversion to. Typically, these experiences are indications that these people have crossed your path in past lives. And some of these people are actually in your soul family. You have contracted them to come in at certain points in your lifetime. They are almost like a life raft. And as you open up to receiving and recognizing your soul group, you will begin to call them in. It is almost like a tuning fork. You send out an intention to the universe that you need assistance with something specific in your life. And the universe responds by sending you a member of your soul group to assist you on that particular mission. And as you begin to connect on a deeper level with your soul group, you will find a beautiful expansion occurs within your own soul. A sense of ease and grace comes into your life like you've never known before. You feel this deep sense of connectedness and belonging. And you may go through an entire lifetime and only deeply connect with one other person in your soul group. Or there may be many, many people all around you. And these connections simply serve as an expansion, but also to help you come into alignment with who you are. And so as you take this information deeply into the cells of your being, let us take a moment to connect and tune into the frequency of your soul group. Take a nice deep breath. And allow yourself to relax deeper and deeper into this knowingness, this inner knowingness. And there is someone coming, someone, the universe, God, Spirit, is bringing into your life to help ease your troubles, to help move you into a deeper connectedness with your soul purpose. Imagine this person now standing before you. They are wise and knowing. You have been with this person many, many lifetimes. You have been looking for this person here on this planet, and you keep missing each other. But no more. Imagine turning the corner and your eyes meet. And there is a soul knowing that occurs when your eyes meet. And there is a feeling of comfort and joy and unexplained love. And you have this desire in your heart to get this to know this person better. You think to yourself, she looks interesting. I love what he is doing, how he is being in the world. I love his gentleness and ease with people, or her kindness and grace. I would so love to meet this person and be friends. Tuning in to your soul group now. Tuning in, magnetizing your energy for the frequency of this alignment. I am open to expansion. I am open to receiving. Removing any blocks that are preventing me from making a connection with my tribe. I am ready. Repeat this 3 times. I am ready. I am ready. I am ready. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today. Oh, such a beautiful message from Metatron. We're going to take a moment to take a station break. Be sure to join us for our next segment. Maggie Chula will be channeling the Master Teachers of the Akasha.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Om Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network. Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times.
Welcome. Welcome back to Om Times and to the Angel Talk Tuesday. My name is Maggie Chula, and I am a psychic medium, spiritual mentor, medical intuitive, channel and voice for the Master Teachers of the Akasha. And today we are here to talk about recognizing your soul tribe. I would like to thank Metatron and dear Julie for giving him voice and sharing with us that wonderful message. And the focus that we, the Akashic Masters, will go and take from that is the idea of you as a tuning fork for the vibrational energy of your soul tribe. Now, much has been shared about your soul and your sacred wisdom, and many are looking for that special one, that mated soul. But we will share that there are, yes, indeed, a tribe of beings that you are here to work with. And my name is Pythia, and I am an oracle from the Akasha. I live and I dwell in a pure vibrational state. It is my divine intention and right to watch over the vibrations as they are formed and made whole from the source of all that is. You see, I stay here in this state of oneness with the source, and I am privileged to see the birthing of these beautiful little souls as the being of light that begins to recognize its separation from the source becomes a soul unto itself. And these birthings are happening all the time. Yes, these birthings of beings happen all the time. You see, the universe is ever expanding and ever growing. And you, my dear ones who are listening, you who are incarnated here on this lovely earth, you are beings of light. Just as the earth is a being of light, just as Julie, Metatron, Maggie are all beings of light, what I, Pythia, would share is that as you are first formed, you go into a sort of nursery where souls learn their separateness from the source. They learn and expand and enjoy this oneness with the source, but the oneness with themselves. And what we see happen is as you grow and change and merge, the oneness and the enjoyment of the self gets lost, gets confused, and you start to look for others you can join into groups with. We encourage that in our nursery. We encourage that these beautiful beings start to connect with others to help them. Do you see? This is a pattern that is happening here in your earth as you are beginning to once again go back to the more natural form of looking for those you can join with to create a greater whole. That is what we would call a soul tribe. And we would also share, it doesn't happen just that once. As you go and you start to first learn about form and matter, how to create, how to change, how your thoughts are creating things. As you do that and you work in the ether, in the Akasha, with other beings, joyfully, happily, you start to find ones that you resonate with. You start to find ones who may have more of that interest of how things work. And so these groups of interested in how things work, beings, come together and make their first forage as a soul tribe. They decide where they'll go, what do they wish to create, how do they want form. And as that moves on, as that being, as you, this little being of light grows, you go into different, what we call incarnations. you leave this place of pureness, of wholeness, of growth of energy and expansion, and go more into a state of knowing you are now in this space and time with this purpose. Do you see? And as you go into this life and you make this forage into your existence, then you meet up with other beings who are not part of the group you set out to be with, and yet they teach you. For everyone who comes into your experience brings to you the gift of their knowledge, the gift of their experience. And sometimes these gifts feel as if they're burdens. They feel as if they are darkness, depression. But we share with you, anyone who comes into your experience was drawn to you through the shared vibration. And there are times when you are here to learn how to interact with someone and help pull them back into the light. It may be your turn to do that now. You may know people around you who are suffering, who are feeling that life is not this joyous experience anymore. And you, just by going and being with them and shining your light through your smile, may give them exactly what they need to feel once again connected, light, a sense of perhaps there is something greater in the world. But then you will go meet others that you will know and recognize immediately. You will go and be with someone, and through the look in their eyes and through the way you feel, you will know this being. And we share with you, they too are a part of your soul tribe. They resonate more with you. So that could be part of your greater experience, the group you are here to work with, to help bring about something, to help create something. And you can have more than one. You know, there isn't this linear way of being when you are multidimensional. And all of our little light beings, which you all are multidimensional. The funny thing to us in the Akasha and the world of pure spirit is to see how you view us as separate from you. We have these abilities you do not have, and we share. Yes, you do. Listen to your masters. Listen to the teachers. Listen to all the beings of light. We are all one, and we all share this. But this soul tribe vision and understanding means that there are those you connect with on different levels. And the main level that many of you are looking for is your mate, is the one. And we will say the image and understanding of a soul tribe means, with all the multitude of heavens and the millions and billions of beings on this planet, please open up and do not be concerned if there is not a one in your life. Then perhaps this is not that lifetime for you. Perhaps this experience is to go and share and network with many beautiful beings and be expressive and happy knowing you have a large tribe. How lucky is that? But if you are one who is blessed to know and meet that one that makes your heart sing, you hear the heavenly choirs as you are with them. When you are in that space, also a soul mate, a soul tribe, their extended family, probably people that are important in your life. But my number one vision, goal, hope, wish is that you take from this the knowledge and the knowing you are connected to Source, you are connected to everyone you meet, and through your desire to bring light and love and happiness into this beautiful planet, into your own life experience, you are helping to expand the greater whole of the universal Source oneness many call God. And that is a divine and wonderful thing to do. So we are here and we will come here every week bringing knowledge, wisdom, answering questions you wish answered, with my multitude of friends who are here in this pure spirit form, and the beautiful beings who are channeling these messages for us. And we thank also the creators of this space of knowledge. We thank all of you, and we ask you all to take some time throughout this next week to know your connection, to feel it in your bones, to feel it in the cells, to breathe in the light and the breath of God, and know you are Source, you are divine. We are all here to express knowledge, wisdom, and to grow. Even I grow watching you, my beloved beings of light. For you are all sacred in the light, and you are all one with the Source. And we love you, and we wish you a beautiful life. Goodbye.
Thank you, Pythia and Maggie. And we're going to go to a brief break. We'll have our last channeling.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Imagine receiving healing, vibration-raising energy as you listen to the radio. Energy that flows effortlessly to you. Imagine exploring all things metaphysical, sharing in an ongoing adventure. Join me, Karen Smoot, along with my co-hosts Lisa Victorson and Wendy Weber for Immersion into Source every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on OM Radio.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community. The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. I'm Catherine Glass, psychic, medium, and channeler. And I want to thank Maggie and Pythia for that beautiful message. Today we're talking about recognizing your tribe. And I'm going to take a breath and allow the Galactic Federation, whom I channel, which is a lovely group of light beings and guardians of the planet, to come through with a message on this topic. Greetings, beloveds. We hail from the Galactic Federation of Light Beings, and we enjoy the topic you addressed today, and we want to share with you our happy views on your discussion. Recognizing your tribe, as you say, is the same as finding your vibrational frequency match in the spectrum of colors in a multi-dimensional rainbow. Tribe is a human-made word to describe a frequency of vibration that you resonate with. If we were to use your word tribe as you do, meaning a people, we would say to you that we are all tribe. Everything in creation, in all of the universes that lives, is tribe, be it in physical or non-physical form. We are one as creations of living consciousness under one umbrella of awareness, or the Divine Creator. Recognizing your tribe in the context you humans are speaking of in this topic today is to recognize those others on your earth with whom you match vibrational frequencies or color. You feel a sense of immediate belonging, comfort, resonance, and ease with them. There is a grace and flow to the time spent in communication with them, be it verbal or nonverbal. There is a feeling of recognition, familiarity, and relief when you find them. You feel you can be your true self and no longer hide behind masks of the ego mind. In a word, there is a peace of mind and a homecoming. Sometimes, in your own families of origin, you do not recognize your tribe. You have chosen this situation before your birth in order to grow strong and spring forth to find your tribe so that you can carry on with whatever soul tasks you have come to complete while on this earth plane. Other times you will incarnate with a family member who completely resonates with your frequency, and you are bonded for that lifetime together as parent, child, or grandparent, and so on. Some of you may find that your tribe or people are a community of others who believe as you do, who hold the same philosophy or values as you do, even if you do not spend much time in their physical presence. If you work in solitude as a writer, for example, you are still resonating with that community and perhaps contributing to it with your writing. The three ladies that are channeling today here belong to their tribe of community who are light workers on this planet, planting seeds to awaken and inspire the consciousness of the planet and even levels of the astral realm with the vibrations and information they are bringing through. They each often work alone during their days, not necessarily in physical proximity to their tribe members, but they each recognize them when they meet one. If you are wanting to connect to your tribe on the planet and even in the angelic realm of non-physical beings, here is something you can do. Close your eyes. Take some deep, calming breaths. And now focus your mind on the intention of calling your tribe members in this lifetime to you. Now imagine that you are holding a fishing rod. And on this fishing rod, there is a fishing line. Now cast your line out to call to you all the souls with whom you are contracted with in this lifetime, who are your tribe members. Ask that they line up and are sent directly to you. You can do this as many times as you wish. Just be sure to then keep your eyes and heart open to recognize them as they come to you. For as Pythia said, we are all born souls and nurtured in the nursery of light and divine consciousness as we begin to recognize our separation and individuation from Source. But we as souls long for connection. We are independent and yet interdependent and need one another. We need our like-minded tribe surrounding us on our journey through the dimensions, including the earth dimension. So remember, you are never really alone. All you need to do if you want to feel more aligned with your tribe is throw out that fishing line and reel them in. We leave you now with all of our love and blessings until we meet again. With great love from the Galactic Federation of Light Beings. Peace.
Thank you, Catherine. And thank you, dear Galactic Federation. That was a wonderful message. Ah, I love the idea of casting a fishing line to catch my soul tribe member.
It is a great idea, isn't it?
It was a good idea. Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, I love that. That was
when
so
you first
beautiful.
Brought up the fishing pole, I was like, what? I perked right
where,
up.
Where are they going with this?
You I never thought of that one. And the tuning fork. The moment Metatron said tuning fork, I was like, what? What? I'm tuning.
Well, you know, clearly one of the themes today is the eyes are the windows to the soul, right? The talking about, didn't Pythia mention and Metatron say meeting of the eyes, meeting of the yeah. eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt that too. I mean, don't you? When you meet somebody and you look in their eyes and you can see eternity in their eyes. It's such a sense of knowing.
Absolutely.
Or you can feel it
mm-hmm.
with some people. There's just a feeling.
Yes, yes, definitely. And instant recognition too.
Yes.
Yeah, that instant knowing. A lot of times I know, like when I was looking to expand, because I've been channeling Metatron for about 4 or 5 years now, and he was like, okay, you know, we need a group, you need to find your tribe, and I was like, oh, really, how do we do that? And so we started with the intention. I was aware that I needed to expand, and so I, you know, threw that intention out, okay, I'm open to receiving other people coming into channel with me. And then Catherine, it was just such a lovely story. I, you know, joined BAP or whatever, and I was looking at the lineup, and Catherine's photo just kept, every time I would go to the break room, her picture would be front and center. And I was just drawn to her. And it was like, you know, she just looks like such a fun person and a beautiful light. And I just would love, love, love to get to know her. And then I heard, you know, Metatron say, ask her to join you. And instantly my ego kicked in and said, oh, she's way too busy. She doesn't know me. And what does she care about me? She doesn't even channel. This is ridiculous. And so I had this whole running conversation. And every time that Catherine and I would connect through, you know, Facebook or whatever, I would get this little kick. Ask her. And finally, one day I couldn't take it anymore. I'm like, I'm just going to ask you, Catherine. And it's okay if you say no, but I just have to ask you this. And she laughed and giggled, and she's like, well, yes, of course, I'd love to. And I almost fell over.
Well, it was just perfect timing, because I was also, you know, expanding more from the basic mediumship into taking my channeling seriously. I had done some channeling here and there, but had not lifted it to the next level and completely. And this gave me the opportunity to do it regularly. So it was all divine and perfect timing. So you have to listen. You listeners out there, listen to that inner voice like Julie did. And she fought the voice. And she
argued.
You know,
had a million reasons.
But you've got to listen, because it will guide you.
Yes. And then Maggie was, I mean, that story just even was double blow me away. I couldn't find a third person, and everybody I asked, they would come on board, and then they wouldn't be able to do it. And I was like, all right, this is too much work. And I started a radio show with Tina, and all of a sudden Maggie came in, and Maggie was right there all along, and I never saw her. And I kept hearing Spirit say, she's right there. Turn around and look. She's right behind you. And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And then I had a conversation with Maggie and found out she channeled. And all of a sudden it was like fireworks going off in my head. And I could hear Metatron say, she's the third person.
And Maggie lives literally in the same demographic, right? Or same state,
right,
or
down the road. Yeah. Across the state. Yeah.
Across the state. Yeah. Yeah. That's funny.
Oh, we're running out of time. Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
We'll be back after this commercial break.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone. It's been a most amazing show today. We started off with Archangel Metatron channeling information about connecting in with your soul tribe. He took us through a beautiful meditation to help remove any blocks that we have. that are preventing us from tuning in and connecting with our soul tribe. And then our lovely Maggie channeled Angel Pythia, which she is just such a beautiful, gentle soul. And Pythia talked about using that tuning fork to tune into your soul tribe, and that you actually commissioned work to do with your soul tribe. So it is important to be conscious and aware of calling them in and connecting, because you create this beautiful, creative, divine force, which can be used for the greater good of humanity. And she also talked about when you're feeling alone and lost during this earth journey, your soul tribe is here to help you feel connected and rise up with that courage and that purpose. And then our beautiful, beautiful Catherine, who channels the Galactic Federation, talked about our tribe as a frequency, that it's a vibration or a color. I really loved that visual imagery of our tribe being a color. And that's, you know, we tune in and resonate with that color, and that we almost have a feeling of relief that you can be your true self, and that you don't need to hide anymore or pretend that you're somebody that you're not. And you may or may not resonate with family members. So just because you got dropped into your family doesn't necessarily mean they're your tribe. And I can vouch for that. but, and I think Maggie might be able to too. Yeah. yeah, I spent my whole life feeling like I was, black sheep. But, so then, you know, definitely your job is to go out and find your tribe. And then those of us who were blessed with, to be dropped into our family and really resonate and, feel like they are our tribe, that's definitely a support system that you've been blessed with. And I thought Catherine really pointed out something that's important. I want our listeners to take note of is, as Catherine mentioned, you know, in her channeling, that us, the three of us gals have come together, and we definitely consider ourselves a tribe, a soul tribe. We have a deep soul connection to bring forth these messages. And it is important to note that we don't live by each other. I mean, we all live in different states. Certainly Maggie and I are just a state away, but it's not like we're down the road from each other. We get together every week for coffee. We don't. We are across states, across you know, that time and space platform, but we make it work. And we don't need to be in close proximity with each other for us to engage in a deeply connected community with each other. So don't feel like, oh my gosh, there's nobody here in my tribe that's in my town. That, you know, expand that awareness. And then Catherine took us through a beautiful, beautiful meditation to reel them in. I love that, Catherine.
On the fishing line.
Yeah, on the fishing line. So we have about 6 minutes left here, and we're just going to chat a little bit here with Catherine and Maggie. Any more thoughts about tuning in, simple steps to connect with your soul tribe? And then what we're going to do with the last few minutes, right now, Om Times is not set up to engage with callers, but that is coming. So we're very, very excited to have that opportunity in the future coming down the road. So we're going to take the last couple minutes to do kind of a group reading. So anybody who's listening here today or who comes into the archives, this message will definitely be meant for you. And I also want to put a plug out there for our Facebook page, Angel Talk Tuesday. And we would love, love, love any questions that you have, any psychic related questions or questions about angels or any absolutely any questions. And this last segment of the show is really going to be devoted to engaging with our audience. So if you'd like to post that on our Facebook page, and until Om Times gets the chat room going and the phone line up and running, we will use that avenue to connect with our audience. But until we've got just a few minutes here, Catherine and Maggie, any closing thoughts?
Well, you know, I just want to remind all our listeners out there that, you know, yes, there are wonderful ways in meditation and intention to move your life along toward meeting your soul tribe, especially if you're feeling frustrated about that. But also remember and have faith that you are guided every moment of your lives. And I do believe in somewhat of a divine plan of our lives. I know that we have free will and free choice, but I do believe that your guides, you know, plop people in your path right when it's meant to be, the way, you know, I was plopped into Julie's path or whatever. And so it's a combination of having faith and trusting that it is all happening and it's all well, and also putting your intention and clarity on what you're wanting to bring in.
And the other thing that I would add is that when you're going throughout your day, you know how many people are now looking out and saying, oh, that person was such an angel in my life. They came to me just when I needed them. Remember, you're an angel too. So if you're listening to this, you also can be that angel for other people. If you see someone and they're in distress, at least you can send your energy to them. If you go up to them, give them a smile, just ask them how they're doing. That can be that one thing that brings somebody back to saying, there's hope in the world, there's light and love in the world. So I would definitely start to think of yourself as having that multidimensional angelic aspect, because I assure you, all of us do.
Beautiful.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I really believe that Facebook just gives us, and social media across the board, gives us another dimension of reality to do light work with.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
And remember your magnificence.
Love that, Catherine. All right, well, let's take a few minutes to tune in to, like I said before, we're just going to do a weekly psychic reading for our general audience, and I work with the angel cards. And so today I pulled a card from the Healing with the Angels deck, and the card that comes up today for our audience is the Music card. And so what I'm seeing with the Music card is that music is a great avenue to raise your vibrational frequency and to use that as a tuning fork. So try to connect and tune in to your favorite music and use that music to serve as a connection to call in your soul tribe.
And
absolutely.
I'm
here. Go ahead, Maggie.
I'm hearing that it's really important, especially as we're all feeling this expanse of light energy, and sometimes it feels like it's coming down a little too hard. There's a little too much. I'm being told over and over and over, it's joyful, joyful, joyful. Have fun, laugh, bring some light into your world. And did you know that when you laugh, it really lightens up your vibration? So find some way to be joyful each and every day.
I was just going to say that, Meg, exactly. the music thing, you know, when I listen to music that I love, it immediately shifts my energy field, and I'm light, yeah, and I'm sparkly and buoyant and happy. And then you're sending out that frequency out around you like a magnet, like a magnetic field. And that will attract like attract like, and you'll start attracting smiles and twinkly eyed people, and you'll meet your tribe that way.
Now, do you guys have any favorite music you'd like to recommend to our audience?
Oh God, I love it all.
Let It Go.
From Bach to disco to, you know, Cheryl Lynn, everything. Earth, yeah. Wind and Fire. Stevie Wonder.
I'm a big one for Disney tunes.
I was walking around the other day. I had to clean, and I was singing that song from Enchanted, you know, hum a little song, dee 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 dee. Yeah, so it was
sea, under the sea from the
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
Whistle while you work.
So beautiful, girl.
Disney.
So beautiful.
That's right. That's me.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. And we do have a few more minutes if you'd like to. We'll just take a moment here. Maggie, is there anything that you're doing this week that you'd like to share with everybody?
The main thing that's happening for me is I will be restarting my Akashic Vibration classes. And you can go to my website, maggiechula.com. And look that up. It won't be until January 11th, 2016, but it's quite a wonderful series of classes to help you build your psychic and healing vibrational energy.
Wow, that's exciting. Can't wait for that. And Catherine?
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. I have a lot going on this fall. I do have a beginning psychic and mediumship development workshop in Concord, Massachusetts on Halloween, October 31st, a full-day workshop. I think there's a couple spots left in that. We have an advanced, intermediate advanced training on November 14th, another day-long workshop. And you can find all these on my website at katherineglass.com. I'm also going to be doing a public gallery demonstration of mediumship along with another BAP member, Best American Psychics member, Deborah Adams Livingston, and I in Massachusetts in Boylston, Mass., are going to be doing some fundraising for the American Heart Association, and that's going to be a wonderful event. Messages from loved ones.